I'd like to introduce to everyone Camelia Smith. Hi, Camelia.
Hi, Neil.
Now, Camelia's in today because there is a new exhibition that the Art in Miniature Group has put on, and I didn't know much about this, so I'm going to start by asking Camelia, what's the group all about? Tell us about it, where it comes from.
Oh, well, we're a little small friendship group of mainly local Canberra artists that we enjoy the art of miniature. And we formed ourselves basically in 2001, and we've been exhibiting yearly ever since, basically 1 year in Canberra and every second year in a regional location like such as this year.
Okay, which is why you're in Coomera. And we'll come to that in due course.
Yeah.
So the group itself obviously consists of a number of local artists, some of whom I probably know and some I don't. Who's in the group?
Just at the top of my head, we've got Sandra House, we've got Isla Patterson, Margaret Carr, Val Johnson, Cheryl Hodges, Eva Henry, trying to list of artists that are in the group and exhibiting this year. Jocelyn Godber, Carly Fogarty, myself, Lynn Coddington, Sharon Buckland, and that's all I can think of at the moment, sort of thing. I mean, there's 17 of us exhibiting out of the 19 membership.
Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously in many cases these are artists who have their own practice, and it's just that when it comes to art in miniature, it's obviously small stuff. What sort of things do people do normally?
Well,
and do you have a sort of limited sizes?
Well, let's go through some of the things that we consider to be a miniature. As miniatures go, there are certain rules that we kind of follow. For a miniature to be considered a miniature, it has to be no greater than 10 by 10 centimetres. So that's a specific size that would be a maximum size for a miniature, or basically 100 square centimetres in total in any shape.
Okay.
Yeah. So
if it's like a piece on a wall, it's just 10 by 10, but it could be a 3D object or something like that.
Yes, it could be a 3D object. Yes, definitely. In our case, we only work in 2D, so we haven't got a sculpture person or anybody like that on board at the moment. maybe someone listening out there. I don't know. I've got one more placing left in my membership group because we've got it kept at 20.
Oh, okay. So the group also has a miniature quality to it.
Yes, that's right, because we really want to hone that friendship relationship between the group members. Once it grows any larger than that, I think you kind of lose that a little bit.
So before we came on air, Camelia and I were talking about the group itself. It sounds like you hold a show here in Canberra 1 year, and then next year you go bush, basically, which is what you've done this year.
That's right. Yeah, so we sort of do regional. We do have some beautiful galleries around Canberra, and we'd just like to spread our net a little bit further, I guess.
Which is a great way of getting both the interest and also finding artists that might be out in those places.
That's right, yes.
So the show that is on this time, it's at Coomera. Whereabouts is it?
They're located in Lambie Street in Coomera.
Okay, in the town itself. And it's on now, isn't it? It's already started.
It's already on at the moment, and it will be on till the 27th of September of this year. We've also got some artist demonstrations organised for August 29th between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Okay, so that's a great day to get down there if
you're thinking of
going.
That's right, yeah. That would be a good day because that way you'd get to meet four of us at least. We've got our names down to do that. And then you'll get to see the show and also be able to chat to one of us.
And the artist in miniature group itself, do you have other things through the year that people can get involved with?
Currently, we only exhibit once a year, and we just, as a group, meet up every bimonthly. This year has been a little bit unusual, as for everybody.
Of course, yeah.
So, but we try to meet up bimonthly and catch up on, you know, our own personal lives as much as work on towards the next exhibition.
That's great. So it's something you can look over the next few weeks then, to go down to Coomera, make a day of it. Well, you probably have to if you're going to go to Coomera, I guess.
You could do it in half a day, but you know. But at the same time, it's a beautiful drive all the way down there. You know, spend some time. You know, as we're not allowed to travel too far, that's actually not a bad distance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so make sure you get a chance to see that. You've got between now and close to the end of September, so no excuses really to get down and have
a
look.
That's right. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in and telling us about that today, Camelia. It's been great.
No problem. Thanks, Neil.